The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Democrats promote child sacrifice to idols. And I know you're thinking, no way. This title is over the top. It can't be true. But it is true. I don't say things that I can't prove. And I will prove it in this video that this is true. And some of you are just waiting right now to see. You're checking out the video because this. To see the moment in which you can say, oh, see, it's full of crap. But there will be no moment. There will be a moment where you will want to run. Because when things start to get revealed as actually true, as the title says, some people won't want to deal with it, and they will want to, they'll want to run, because the instinct is, I don't want to see this way. I'd have to change my attitude towards a whole bunch of things. And when people are confronted with that, they usually run. So there's some of you that are going to be confronted with that. And I challenge you to stick through this whole video. And by the end of the video, I guarantee you, if you make it through, you will look at that headline and say, it's dead accurate. What it says is dead on, accurate, and true. But some of you will want to run, because as it becomes extremely true, that, and you'll be shocked that I actually can prove it, as I prove it, some of you will want to run because you won't want to deal with it. Because knowing this will open your eyes, and then you have to deal with it. And some people would say, I'd rather be in ignorance so that I can continue to live my life the way I've been living it. That's how powerful this video will be, because if you make it through, I don't think you can look at things the same, or you'll never be able to look at the Democrat Party the same. That is what I'm saying. So if you are a Democrat, you're going to want to run, because you're going to be like, oh my gosh. And I know you say, I'm talking too much. Get to it. Okay, fine. I will get to it, but don't run then. You have to promise not to run, because I know you're going to want to, because you're going to find out, oh, it is true. And you won't want to believe it. So first, let's describe what my title says. Democrats promote child sacrifice to idols. Excuse me. What is child sacrifice to idols? In past pagan cultures, we know what it exactly is. They had stone idols that they would place up there, but they would bring their children and actually sacrifice them. But why did they sacrifice them? A lot of people don't ever ask that question for some reason. I don't know why. They just think that they were crazy people. But they were not very different from people today. They had to believe a lie, obviously, because a lot of them, depending on the culture, but a lot of the cultures, they voluntarily brought their child to be sacrificed. Okay? Now think of that. That's monumental. That's horrible. Why would you do that? Well, you've had to have been brainwashed, basically, but your culture is not even brainwashed, just raised in a culture that from the day you were born to when you get older taught you that this is an okay thing to do. And it's a benefit to you. They always try to say it's a benefit. Now, of course, we can look back and say, there's, of course, no benefit to it. It was a lie. They lied to them and said there was a benefit. What was the benefit they told those people in the pagan cultures that brought their babies to be sacrificed? What did they tell them? They told them that they would have a better farm. But what they really meant, and crops and rain would come and bless them. If they sacrificed their child and pleased the gods, they would be financially rewarded. It was finances, the money. You will become a rich farmer. And if you don't do this, they were raised to believe you won't be a rich farmer. You'll live poor the rest of your life. Now, does anyone argue with my little history lesson. Y'all have heard it about the child sacrifice, and I'm sure you're thinking, okay, yeah, that is why they did it. It's important that you agree right now that what I just said is true, because I'm all about truth. Is what I just said true? It is. So how are the Democrats doing it? Right in front of your face, they're doing it. Or behind your back. But they've got you to not notice. How'd they do it? And can you prove it? I 100% can prove it. The exact same lies, the exact same way that pagans brought their child to be sacrificed, you were raised in a culture teaching you things that are complete and utter lies. Now, here's where you're going to, a lot of Democrats are going to run because they're going to say, I knew it. Abortion is sacrificing babies to idols. Wait, see, you're going to run. Don't run because I can prove this. And it's not even if you think that the person, I'm not saying the person even would have the intent. I'm not even saying they're thinking it in the old school way, but they do have an intent, and I can prove they really are doing it for the exact same reasons. Don't run. Don't run because then, see, you want to run because you're going to have to change to know abortion is more evil than even you realized. And I'm going to prove it. Now here's the proof. Why does a woman get an abortion? I know you can say all sorts of different things, but we all know that rape and incest is like it's almost a 0%. I mean, it is so small. It is a fraction of what abortions. The be honest, the average person gets an abortion because they have been brainwashed to believe, and I say brainwashed just like pagan cultures, that their life will be worse if they keep the child. But if they sacrifice the child for a better life, they will have more money when they get older. So like if a 16-year-old gets pregnant, the world tells her, your life is going to be terrible. This is the exact same thing. It's just slightly played a little bit different because you're not going to bring it to a giant stone idol. You're going to take it to your baby to Planned Parenthood, but you're not going to take it to a stone idol. But it's the same play. They're telling you, they're promising you a lie, just like they promised the farmers, kill your child, you'll be financially better off. They're telling a 16-year-old, kill your child, you'll be financially better off. Now, they don't know if that 16-year-old becomes an internet star on YouTube and becomes a multimillionaire by the time she's 18, could have had the baby, done stuff from home, internet YouTube star, multimillionaire. But they'll say, no, you have to go to college. And you can't go to college and have a baby. Well, why not? Actually, you can go to college and have a baby. Oh, you'll have to work harder. Yeah, but it's not even, you still have to do the same amount of work. You're not doing more work than anybody else. You have less time to do the work because you're doing more work at home of taking care of a child in that aspect. But you're not doing more work in the college course. You're doing the same work. It's just you have less time to do it. So that does make it more difficult. The point here is they lie to you and tell you you can't make it in society if you keep your child. It's not possible to make it in society if you keep your child. If you have multiple kids, oh no, you can't do that. That's terrible. You're going to be poor the rest of your life. And you look back at the ancient cultures, they did it for economic reasons too, to not be poor. Now everybody knows the reason you were to be poor or rich is actually your work effort. Some people do have to work harder than others, depending on their situation. That's true. But it's still your effort. Anyone can overcome the situations, especially in America. Why is everything so negative? You're pregnant. Your life is over? No. Make the baby's life over. And so here's where my title, I can get even more specific, because you're thinking some of you are about to change this. Okay, I've lasted long enough. No, let me prove that my title is accurate. They're telling a 16-year-old, sacrifice being a mom, sacrifice the child for your idols. Because people don't know what an idol is. An idol is something that can be anything that you put in front of God. If it has more importance than God, technically it's an idol. Meaning, a man can idolize a sports car. He could put the sports car ahead of his family, ahead of everything. It could be the most important thing in his life. He idolizes, let's say, a Corvette. It's his thing, his pride and joy, but it's to a sinful point. The things that should be important aren't, and the car becomes the most important thing in his life. That becomes an idol to him. It's more important than God. He would rather, you know, work on the car than go to church. It's that type of thing, okay? He would choose it rather than if God said, sell it, you love it too much. He would be like, I ain't selling it. It's more important to him than God is, okay? That's an idol. So when I say Democrats promote child sacrifice to idols, the difference is they're not choosing the idol for you. They learned instead of picking one idol. Although even back then, they were telling him they'd get all these different types of blessings. It's the same thing. They're just letting you choose what your idol is. You sacrifice your child because your goal is to be a makeup artist on Hollywood Boulevard. I don't know. I'm just making up anything off the top of my head. That's what you want to do. You can't have the child. That's going to hold you back. If you wanted to have that career, that's your idol. That's what you're striving for. That's what you care about the most. You got to sacrifice that child to achieve that. I mean, you want to go to college, don't you? You're not going to be able to do what you want to do. Don't you want to have a career? Don't you want to be able to succeed? See, it's always, they will find whatever it is, whatever your life goal is, they will tell you you can't achieve it. You can't get there unless you please the demonic spirits of the Democrat Party by sacrificing your child. And the reason why I say that is because the ancient cultures, I think everyone would agree, when they were telling those people, the farmers, to sacrifice on a stone idol their child for blessings, okay? Where did these evil cultures even get that from? Demonic. It's demonic spirits influencing them to say these things, okay? Would you, is that hard to agree with? I don't think so. That's pretty easy to agree with. Okay, well, if the same thing is happening through the Democrats' mouths, the same thing as those people, telling people, sacrifice your child to achieve your goal, where is that coming from within the Democrat Party? Demonic spirits telling human beings to say these things, using the same playbook that worked all the way back then, because the same demons that were around then are still around today. Wow. So they would use the exact same trick, only we're modernized, so you can just, you don't even change it that much. I'm proving to you it's not even much of a change. All it is you're choosing your idol. You have a culture that has not told you what an idol is. You didn't grow up in a culture that an idol, a stone idol, does something for you. But if you had grown up in that, you would have then taken your child and sacrificed it in front of the idol. You're doing the same thing for your goals. This is not an attack on women who were tricked into this. You were tricked into this. There is hope. I want you to know. I will give you hope at the end. Because some of you, I realize that some people are watching this may have already had an abortion. And they're like, I don't like this. You're telling me that I sacrificed and I wasn't doing that. I was just scared. I was just in fear. Right? They used fear to trick you into thinking that your life would be prosperous if you did this. That's exactly the exact, no difference. The priests of the pagan cultures tricked the farmers back then and fear-mongered them, said your life will be terrible if you don't kill your child. Same thing. They used fear, made you believe in your culture, even though it makes no logical sense. How could your life be ruined by a baby? Think about that. Think about it. How could it be? It can't possibly be. But they tell you it will be. They use fear, a blatant lie. Only a demon would come up with that. A baby ruins someone's life? When has a baby ever ruined a parent's life? If a parent says a baby ruined their life, the problem isn't the baby, the problem's the parent. Can everyone agree with that? I think they can. The point here is I know it's easier for us to act like we're not as wicked as other cultures. If you did get an abortion, you need to come to the terms that, yes, you did just as evil as the people back then. And you were tricked as they were tricked. Don't we think that those people that sacrificed their babies to the idols were tricked by their culture? Yes, they were tricked. They were lied to. They were brainwashed into thinking that it was a good thing for them. They did the same thing to you. God knows that they tricked you. Understand that. They'll stand before God for what they did. They know they tricked you. God knows that your mindset was brainwashed into being tricked. He'll take that into account. But don't worry. You don't have to make up for it. No one can make up for their sins. We're all guilty. None of us deserve heaven. But you can get there through repentance. You can. You haven't done too much. It isn't too big of a sin. So have hope. I'll give you more. All right, so we've covered how people are sacrificing children in this day and age to their chosen idol, to what they're striving for. I want to shift, because I think I've proven my point on that, to the argument, it's my body, my choice, and how the culture has lied to you about that. Because I can scientifically prove beyond any doubt, any fact, I mean, well, all facts will point to this. There is no doubt that I'm right on this, that it is not your body when you are pregnant. And I can prove it scientifically, and it's irrefutable. After you hear this, if you ever go out and say, well, I believe in my body, my choice, and you've heard me tell you this, you will consciously, knowingly be lying when you make that statement. You will have to purposefully lie and know that you're doing an evil lie, because I am going to prove right now it is literally impossible for the baby to be your body. Here's how. Just use the court of law. In the court of law, can a woman have two separate DNAs? Just answer the question. It's simple. Can a woman have two DNAs? Of course not. Can a woman have two different blood types? No. If it's part of your body, it has to have your DNA and it has to have your blood type. But yet a baby has completely separate DNA and completely separate blood, a different blood type. The mother's blood doesn't even mix with the baby's blood, which is also a really cool thing when you think about Jesus being born in Mary, that when Jesus was placed in Mary, that his blood was never connected with her blood. His blood was special from God. And that's why his blood is so precious, was so pure, wasn't corrupted by human beings. He was able to be carried in the womb and still be the perfect sacrifice on the cross. And that's why his blood was the perfect sacrifice, because it wasn't corrupted by man and he wasn't born into sin because he didn't have the blood of man in him. Do you see that? It's a scientific fact that that's true. And if you're a Christian, you have to believe it's true, or else Jesus isn't who Jesus is. Do you understand that? Now, I've just proven with the Bible and with science that the baby has a separate body, separate DNA. It is not your body. You don't get to just slice it off like it's slicing a finger off. And if you ever say it is from this point on, you are lying before God Almighty, and you are lying to the world, and you know what the truth is. You see, here's the other thing that this video does. Nobody can vote for the Democrat Party knowing that they promote child sacrifice to idols. And now that you've made it this far through this video, let's relook at what seemed to be a shocking headline. Democrats promote child sacrifice to idols. Is that true or not? Is it an exaggeration? Did I make something up? Or is it just no one explains what those words mean? And they accurately paint what abortion is today. People get abortions because they are promised that if they sacrifice that child, and it is a sacrifice to them to do so, that's for sure. But if they sacrifice that child, they will be blessed. They will achieve their idols, the idol that they've dreamed about, the thing that they want to achieve, the thing that they're craving. They'll be able to obtain it. You can see that it's 100% true that my title was accurate. I don't know how many people made it through the video. I don't know how many people want to, especially, I know there are Democrats that watch this video just simply from the title. But if they made it all the way through and you're still at this point, there is hope. You can change, but you can never go back to the Democrat Party because you are openly saying, I'm cool with that type of evil. I'm cool with it. Are you cool with it? Because if you ever say you're a Democrat publicly ever again, you're saying you're cool with it. So yeah, that's why most Democrats won't make it through this video, because this is why people cut and run. Oh, I'm not watching this. Oh, I'm not gonna. The reason why is because they know they have to change. See, you have to change now. But how do you do it? You need Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Jesus said that about himself. If you are a woman who has had an abortion, you're thinking it's what you just proved is so evil, God could never forgive me. That's not true. Is what you did horrible? Yes. Do you deserve God's forgiveness? No. But guess what? Nobody deserves God's forgiveness. I don't deserve God's forgiveness. I don't deserve what Jesus did. Just like you don't deserve it. So that's no big deal. Just because you don't deserve it doesn't mean it's still not being offered to you. So don't let that lie of an excuse, and it becomes a lie when you tell yourself, well, I don't deserve it, so I can't have it. No, nobody deserves it, so anyone can have it, including you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Repent, turn away, change your life, and give it over to Jesus, and everything will open up in wisdom and light for you through the Holy Spirit. I promise you, your life will be renewed. Do it. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, our freedom is under attack. I'm sure you're well aware of that. And yet, the loss of freedom is not inevitable. America can be saved, and an informed citizenry can and will make the difference. What you need to do is check out Beyond the Cover, weekly episodes of Beyond the Cover. Check them out at thenewamerican.com. So you can look at the regular magazine, The New American, but go beyond the cover with Beyond the Cover. Go to thenewamerican.com.